step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Supposed to be leading the charge there.
Oh, we're starting?
No. Fuck that noise. We're not quitting.
You're listening to the F That Noise podcast, featuring Pete Melia.
But we're talking about shit here.
Jamie Klein.
No one wants to smell your dirty fucking shit.
Mike Burdick.
I feel like I'm in group.
Steve Taylor.
Is he getting his balls slapped by some other dude?
And Keith Greve.
You get a fucking sausage.
Sausage.
Right, you do. Sausages.
It is episode 74 of F That Noise. Welcome to the program, folks. I am the illustrious captain of this ship of fools, Keith Greve, joined by the usual cast of characters, Steve Taylor, Pete Melia, Mike Burdick, and Mr. James Klein.
Whoa. And thank you for listening to last week's show, which is called Thanks Again, Mike.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
We never, like, intended.
Is that what he did?
Is that what it was called?
I'm on the bar?
Yeah. We totally intended to have a new episode, but then somebody's work schedule got in the way. And then,
you got to blame WWE then.
Well, then, yeah, and that, and then my daughter's dance studio for just totally nixing the backup day that we had.
Oh, that's right.
Because
I forgot
Steve
about dance.
Always looks like he's a government witness now in these podcasts.
Yeah, it's like
because I am.
All that's left is a voice changing app.
Anyway. No,
I was raped in the butt.
He wouldn't change his voice for that. He would gladly admit it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening to this on demand,
Finger.
If you happen to be watching the stream live, you can take part in the show by calling 585-484-0342, 585-484-0342. Even if you are listening to this on demand and have something you want to add to the conversation, we may enter into, because we have no fucking idea what we're really going to be talking about.
Oh, tonight. Jamie's frozen again.
But do we have Jamie's audio?
Oh, man.
Oh, so, Mike, you were late to the party. So Jamie got a new work laptop that he's using, and it's shit. So as
more yeah, look, it freezes all the time. See, yes.
isn't a new computer supposed to be better?
Yeah, theoretically, my wife had it.
That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Nice. Steve, I see your incisors.
I'm hearing all kinds of things.
And your bicuspids.
I'm hearing like ghosts in the machine.
My cuspids are not by.
Oh, Jamie's back.
Oh,
there he is.
Jamie, are you back?
My cuspids love pussy.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As they should.
In you front.
All right. So we were, when we settled on a topic, more like somebody dropped it in the group chat and nobody said no. So we were going to talk about funniest memes or whatever. But first, let's do the drive of the week. Jamie, do you remember what it was? We settled on this 2 weeks ago. Do you remember what the drive of the week is?
Yes, it was. It was one that I'm going to hand over the reins to Keith Green. I found a very good one.
So
something tells me he doesn't have it queued up.
Oh, no, it's all queued up. I'm going to try to share my screen. So let's see if this crashes everything here. This movie is one of those movies that this is one of those movies that may not be the most technically perfect movies, but it's one of my favorites for a variety of reasons. It's 1995's Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. starring starring Andy Garcia. This particular
Cortland Out movie.
Yes, pretty much.
Oh, this is such a Cortland Out movie.
Still fucking Cortland Out.
But this particular drive is from Treat Williams, whose character Critical Bill is a little on the fucking loony side. And make a long story short, Steve Buscemi is an assassin sent to kill Treat Williams, and Treat Williams has a surprise. So this is the scene where Buscemi catches up with him.
How was that in the background? Trick or treat, Williams.
Sue.
Oh, Williams.
Oh, picking all the locks, all the deadbolts. One, two deadbolts.
Make you Buscemi, I called it.
No match for Buscemi. Who is character's name is Mr. Shush. In this movie.
Mr. Shush. You guys got shushed.
Yeah.
Is this ever going to happen?
I know.
No.
I queued it back too far.
This is the whole movie, guy.
I know. Did I miss the memo? We're looking at a movie?
Is this episode one again?
No, the text working, actually.
I hate this.
This is so loud, I can't hear it.
Buckwheats?
Yeah.
Buckwheats?
So fever. So just so fever in the whole thing. Dear God,
you're Japan.
It just comes. It's all quiet. Like you just heard well, it was too long of a moment because I cued it back too far. But all of the silence leading up for it, and then just top of his fucking lungs, Treat Williams out of his goddamn mind. So that was the Drive of the Week, brought to you by Trashman Media for all the latest Blu-ray and DVD combo and commentary. I say combo. That's the second week in a row I said combo. DVD and Blu-ray commentary and reviews. Head over to TrashmanMedia.com. Why am I getting audio back into the channel?
It happened when you started sharing your screen.
Doesn't make any sense, though.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I blamed things to do in Denver when you're dead.
Well,
fine. Yeah, probably.
It's all Andy Garcia's fault.
Maybe. Fucking Andy Garcia in Extreme Measures, or no?
No.
Yeah. I never seen that.
You guys hated that movie, right? Somebody hated that movie.
Yeah, that was Jamie's Red Underwear movie.
Jamie's Red Underwear movie?
Sue.
It's when he stood up. When he stood up in the crowded theater, ran up and down the walkway as his pants slowly fell, in a completely packed theater at Tinseltown.
Jesus Christ. Jamie's freeze is cracking me up.
Oh my god! Yeah, he looks like he was in ecstasy. He looked like he was.
That's totally nuts.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And now Mike is sharing.
This is insanity.
Yes. Mike is sharing the video, the reface that I did of me on a Charlie Chaplin video.
I think everyone else should share my nightmare.
Why? Why is that a nightmare?
Because it's horrifying, Keith. It's horrifying to put people's faces on other things. It's just freaky.
I really want Jamie to come back. I miss him already.
It's what Steve used to do before he entered the witness protection program.
Boner.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm wearing our swag. You know, I figure on a day back I would.
No, we can't see because
wear the F sweatshirt because, you know, we haven't talked about our swag in a while. People in India who are listening and probably making the swag. You should fucking just steal one.
F that noise.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah. Circle of life.
F that noise pod.com, folks. F that noise pod.com. I'm worried about Jamie. Anyway, we got to get him back.
Is it? Black, are we talking about the best Meeps?
No, no, because there's too many of those going back to our high school days.
That's what I heard.
This is what I heard.
Jamie should just download the Riverside app on it.
And Mike likes to fuck a duck.
I do. Although I do not win best name labeling on the bottom of our screens. I think that goes to Steve because it has the merit of being both funny and true.
Huh.
What's
says
that?
Mike masturbates. Oh,
really? It's true, really.
Yeah. Okay, well, you have so many late night meetings. I know that you can't make it. Yeah.
So
Mike, is it work meetings or other meetings that keep?
No, this was they have a monthly board meeting for the theater I'm in, and it just gets longer. I tell you guys, let's do it longer.
Right. I can't tell you how many meetings I sit on where the camera's off and the mic is turned off and I'm just sitting there listening.
Yeah.
I could sneak one in there if I wanted to.
And even if you get caught, that Jeffrey Toobin guy on CNN that got fired, he got rehired already. So it's like, you know, you might lose your job for 6 months, you'll get it back.
So you're saying the bar is set really low.
Yeah, it'll get out of the show, you know?
So you're saying
area.
The bar is kind of set really low, is what you're saying. As far as what the
are you on the bar?
Yeah, no. I gotta tell you, it's just I've seldom been in the mood during product enhancement meetings and things. You know,
it seems like a real barn burner, but it just never pays off those meetings. You know,
yeah,
product meetings. Yeah.
How many times have you been in an online meeting that your camera's been off and you've done like three other tasks during the meeting?
Always,
fucking every time.
Yeah, a little bit.
Seriously.
And it's always like PTA meetings for the school or like conferences and shit. It's like, I don't give a shit.
It's like, oh man, nobody asked me anything.
Can my kid read? Can he read? That's all I give a fuck about. Can he read? Is he healthy? Just fucking, that's all.
I started to, from work meetings, I put the virtual background of the Emperor's Chamber from the Death Star as my background, just to kind of...
Oh, nice.
I like it. I like it. It's like that meditation chamber, right? The Darth Vader meditation chamber, maybe?
Is that what it is, meditation? Or is it what he needs to stay alive, Mike?
No, I thought they used to call it the meditation chamber.
I think it's like the back to tank where it's just trying to keep him alive.
Yeah.
Oh, Keith froze. There we go.
No.
I just can't picture Darth just sitting there, you know, in Lotus meditating or something. I don't know.
No, but it was like originally, like you're talking about the tank. You're talking working. About That's like the water.
It was his therapy, his meditation therapy after killing all those children.
No, but he did. Like when they come in and he's like going, they're like going through the
asteroids. Our fathers. Yeah.
Master.
Yeah, where the helmet comes down and goes on his head and all that.
Yeah.
Well, didn't the admiral say you can? Oh God, no! I thought that.
The fuck off,
I can't remember if it was like a nap chamber or I don't know. It was a bullshit chamber. That's what it was. It's fucking stone.
I think.
But while we're waiting on Jamie,
I think we're gonna.
Did anybody check out the Many Saints of Newark?
No, I did not.
No.
Oh fuck!
Did you, Mike?
What a freaking bomb that was of a topic I just picked.
But was it a bomb of a movie?
It had its good points and bad points. It was interesting. It was good. It wasn't Sopranos. Like, it's not the Sopranos. It's a whole different tone.
Oh, that's what you're talking. Okay. I don't think I can do it. I thought about it. I'm not emotionally ready for it.
No, there's a lot of it that was good, and then there's a lot of it that was terrible. What was terrible was it was very overacted, and Ray Liotta was bad in it.
Oh, no.
Bad. Oh, yes. So that was probably the worst things. But generally speaking, like all the characters you know that they were basically doing caricatures of, it was just overacted. Like Paulie Walnuts is really overacted more than the actual guy that played him in The Sopranos.
And that's the thing is the guy wasn't acting in The Sopranos. That's how he really was. So it's like, how can you fucking duplicate that?
So you're doing a caricature of him. You're doing a caricature of Silvio, which is of course very distinct. And then Big Pussy was actually really good, but
okay.
Big Pussy.
You still talking about the movie? Are you still talking about the movie?
No.
But like, how do you?
Yeah, see, I didn't like that last season of The Sopranos, yeah. And so it kind of soured me.
That wasn't good at all. Yeah, but
no,
I didn't care for the ending at all. But. I guess if I watch that movie, I can't divorce myself. There's no way I'm going to be able to stop wanting to see Tony Soprano.
Here's the good points about it. The good points about it are, and I'm just going to ruin this for everybody as a spoiler, is that Chris narrates the character of Chris narrates it from the grave.
Moltisanti?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Oh.
So he narrates it knowing full well that Tony kills him, knowing full well that what happened and where he is now. So he gets real insight. And when they start the flashbacks, like they show the kid and they're like, you see that little fat kid? You know, he's my Uncle Tony. He killed me. And he's like going on like the whole thing. And it actually is very interesting.
Okay.
And number two, the Dickie character, the Chris's dad, who's the central character, is really awesome, both acting wise and character wise. And okay. He's the center of the story. Tony is actually he's hardly in it. So it's not about him, which you know is the complaint I always had with the Star Wars prequels. They made it about Space Jesus. You know, you didn't have to make Anakin the central figure of Star Wars prequels.
Right.
No. So it kind of works out that well. So,
okay, but, you talked me into it. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. Just don't expect a perfect movie. Just it's very interesting to me.
Space Jesus. Kind
of get that perspective. Yeah. I love the idea of just getting more on that world and that Dickie character and finding out like what they were doing with him. There he is.
Oh. Hi, James.
Hi, bud.
Can't hear anything.
Here's something.
We hear you.
You got headphones in or AirPods or earbuds or something.
Mute.
Oh, now your mic went.
You're on mute.
I hear you. Oh, now his camera turned. Zoo.
Jamie.
Hi, James.
He can't hear, so
no. Jamie looks so happy. For those of you who are not watching this, Jamie looks so happy just now.
I have to say this. To me, this is very entertaining.
Jamie hates like technology to begin with.
So. Blowjobs.
Right.
So you were talking about I
hate technology too.
So
yeah. I actually work with it, which is weird.
In the live stream comment box, James Cooper commented that Mr. Bradstreet likes Italian Americans.
You know, I've heard that about him. I did hear that once.
That's Jack Death.
I wonder if he still does. Is he the reason the garlic pit was never open?
I can tell you this right now, Mr. Bradstreet would have been canceled. That is all I can tell you for sure.
Oh god. faster than John Gruden or
Oh, dude, wow. Any one of us, if we ever become famous and this shit gets out, we're all fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ever run for public office or...
Because when they were naming all the shit that Gruden did, I was like, okay, that was episode 32, that was episode 46, that was episode 20, okay, yeah, we're fucked.
But all the same, I mean, to be fair, most of us, we wouldn't have even got out of high school with the stuff we taped.
Yeah.
Like if you're famous, you're, you know, the stuff that we did way back a long time ago would ruin us.
So, True. So John Gruden lost his job, which for a variety of reasons I understand. But then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just announced today that they're removing him from their Ring of Honor for the one Super Bowl that he won 20 years ago. It's like, wow.
He didn't deserve that Super Bowl anyways.
I know. Yeah. He was Tony Dungy's players.
That motherfucker grabbed that team from Tony Dungy and was handed a Super Bowl winning team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, like we've talked about it before. Like, you know, you're going to get grabbed out of whatever you do is going to just eliminate you from history. And there's nothing good about it. It's just.
But it's like cancel culture. Like, what's the fix here? I mean, because it doesn't change anything. Like, if he's racist, homophobic, misogynist, he's still that at home. So, like, is that like enough for society that we're just happy that we don't have to listen to him anymore?
Well, they said
does it make him a worse coach?
Say that again.
Yeah, he was a shitty coach too.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, like, the thing is like, you know, you can't be sending stupid shit like that at work.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like. I mean, I got limited sympathy. You're an adult. You should know better. But, you know, when I first heard it, I thought they came after his private email. I don't know why I interpreted it that way, but someone corrected me earlier.
Yeah.
When I initially heard it, I'm thinking, what? But, you know.
But also for 20.
But where does it stop? Do they got to go after everybody now?
Yeah.
I mean. I don't understand.
Well, like for 20 years now, people have been saying, watch what you put on the internet. Well, watch what you send digitally. Watch.
I must have said some shit at work. I bet you there. There's a lot of
news. There was like, 650,000 emails. And so right now the NFL Player Association is saying, we need to see all those because there's no way it was just Gruden.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
There's no way.
To get away from the specific, though, for a second, is like my thing is I think the thing that nobody really pays attention to is that people that grew up with football players or people that know about Hollywood or people that know about other sports, most of the people associated with these things are assholes. And there are exceptions. There were some really nice people that were football players or whatever. But for the most part, by and large, people that played football are generally grew up as jockey assholes, right?
I can remember getting dirt thrown in my eye in JV football. So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like I can remember
almost every day in practice that would happen, by the way.
Let me poke the bear this way. Should it be criminal to be an asshole?
No.
Well, that's the thing, too. That's exactly right. You're right, Keith. You know that there was a time when you were allowed to be an asshole.
Yeah,
and you're not.
Well, yeah, you're definitely allowed to be an asshole. But I mean, I guess for the organization, you know what's set on their company servers, what's set in their name, and et cetera. Right. When you're on, and I'm sitting there sending, you know, marijuana gifts all over the place all day long, like, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, these supposed to be grown people. Like you're supposed. I mean, how do you not know better not to do that?
No,
shit?
You should. You should definitely keep it out of the office, and you definitely shouldn't be putting anything on email.
And what I heard today, which is true, the NFL truly over the last 20 years is 30 years actually has been working very hard to broaden their fan base, and right now 48% of people that watch the NFL are female. And so they're saying it's like they're working their ass off to broaden their fan base with females, with minorities,
good job,
with
apparently.
LGBTQ community, all that stuff. They don't need to have that. You know what I mean? They don't need to have a poster child for everything they've been trying to fight against.
Right. Well, plus, like, people don't want politics in their sports, you know? Like, I don't know.
Oh, that's.
Let's just play the game. Play the game, Harding.
Jamie's gone. Well, who the fuck is I now pronounce? Is that Jamie on twice?
He's trying another thing, I think.
That was Jamie's laptop, and then the other screen was his phone, I think. Oh, this is hilarious.
Oh, Oh, Jamie's fucking killing me right now.
This is hilarious.
Hi, James.
Hi, fucks.
We can hear you. We can hear you.
I know. I can't get the fucking son of a bitch camera to work.
That's I think you're not drinking enough.
Right.
Yeah.
It is probably.
I think you have to just slap your cock on your phone. It'll start working.
Well, that's an idea.
Jesus.
So, all right. So now to backtrack a little bit, to go back to what Mike was talking about with the many saints of Newark, you said that it was overacted and that the actors were doing caricatures. So as an actor, Michael, how do you capture the essence of an established character whose mannerisms, whose speech patterns everyone is well aware of, comfortable with, accepted, and now you have to be the same character, but younger.
I think it's very tricky. No. I think that you have to start with what they did, which is to get like some of the things that people know. So like to do like this for Paulie Walnuts, where he uses his hands all the time, or to use certain characteristics. But what I think you need to do after that is you need to go deeper and you need to like really study what the character's saying and do what any other actor does and really capture the internal so that you're not just, you know, being physical about it. That's all.
I loved what has everyone seen Dr. Sleep? Jamie and I?
No.
Yeah.
The actor that played Elliot in E.T., I can't remember his fucking name.
Henry Thomas.
Yes, thank you,
Jamie. Henry Thomas. He played a young Jack Nicholson as like the Shining character. He didn't do a Jack Nicholson impression. He just did like the tone of how the character was. And I liked it. Like I bought into it. I would prefer that over like the de-aging bullshit they're doing now. Because you could tell it wasn't Jack Nicholson, but it was like I could understand it was the character, and it had that kind of tone that he had in The Shining.
That's true, but I think in that type of role, when you're dealing with the supernatural, and you're able to fudge a little more, because you could say to yourself, oh, he's like in the spirit world, or he's, you know, it's not really like the same human form or whatever. You know, when you're talking about something like a prequel to The Sopranos that's based in reality, you really need to have a realistic portrayal, I think. And you also unfortunately need to put in some of that characteristic stuff that people know.
But that's the thing, like the younger guys, they didn't even need to act exactly like their older counterparts, because they could just say
he hadn't
act somewhat similar, and you're going to get there eventually after being in prison a bunch of times and murdering people and fucking strippers and all that shit.
I'll give you, but the one exception to that, or two exceptions to that, was the person that played young Olivia, Tony's mom, and the one that played Uncle Junior, and they were freaking fantastic. And
I heard about the Tony's mom character.
Yeah,
I can't remember her name. I know her too.
Verna, whatever. She's in.
She's in all the Conjuring movies.
She's in the Conjuring movies.
That's right.
I always know her from The Departed. She's the shrink from The Departed that's in love with both the guys. But she did a really nice job, and the script put in Olivia's lines, like the stuff that she from The Sopranos. But she didn't try to overplay it, sort of like what you're saying, Steve.
Yeah, it's when they try to be like caricatures, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah. And Uncle Junior.
No.
No. I can't. Every time I look at you, Pete, I see like Obi-Wan Kenobi. I can't take it. I'm fucking it up.
I have to get that gigantic altered scream from the playing in the background. Jesus.
Zoo.
God. This is the craziest episode we've ever had.
That's all right, though.
Yeah, right. No.
This is fucked up,
but it ain't crazy.
It's just like we got people going in and out of the screen.
The old
like,
in out, in out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, and then Jamie's just down and out in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, but that was actually a good topic talking about.
Oh, yeah. Talking about what?
Steve. Every time you turn in that direction, you freeze. Don't do that anymore.
No, the other way.
Zoo.
I see you moving, Steve. I see you moving.
I know. I'm not a good mime.
No, not at all.
How do you disable a camera on your computer?
It's in the settings.
The credit card.
You break its spine?
On your Windows PC?
Yeah.
Just type disable camera, maybe?
Technical difficulties.
I want to hear the pissed off Jamie review of the new James Bond movie. That's what I came for.
No. That's a whole episode on its own.
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear it right now.
The new Bond is about as good as this fucking laptop right now.
That got off easy.
I'm reading a shitload of stuff trying to disable this camera. Ugh.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay, so memes.
I'm not sure you can disable it anymore.
Memes. Pete. Okay, so the main topic of the show originally from last week into this week was like the funniest memes that we've seen on the internet. So I looked long and hard at a lot of the memes, and this goes to my restaurant roots. There is a meme I saw a few weeks ago somebody posted of an old woman looking out the window of her car with a big smile on her face, and it said, "I just left church, now it's time to fuck with some poor restaurant worker." Yeah. And that is 100% how Sundays go in the restaurant industry. It's fuckers that don't go out to eat ever. And that you know when church gets out because all of the elderly, and honestly, at P.F. Chang's, we get groups of Russians. Like, we get, like, parties of 10, like, multiple of Russians. And you know they just came from church. And it's, like, the worst fucking day to work. Period, end of story.
Hello, comrade.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But when I saw that meme, I'm like, oh, that's exactly it. Fucking old people just don't give a fuck.
I don't like it.
Like, oh, you know, 50 years... I didn't make fun of them. I just said we had a lot of them that came
in. I'm curious, actually.
I'm afraid I don't want any fucking polonium put in my donut tomorrow or something.
I'm just saying in general, like, does people care if you make fun of...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, anyways.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Pete, I hate fucking Russians. I'll tell you that right now.
What about Russian dressing?
Russian dressing. Russian dressing is great stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So is any Russian.
How about Andy Rushing?
You're a fucking choir boy compared to me. A choir boy. Oh, boy.
Sue. That's Austrian.
Yeah.
All right, how about you, Flux?
Close as I could come. We got that game, What Do You Meme? It's like Cards Against Humanity, but with all the memes from the internet. And so you put one up and everyone has their cards and you try to make the funniest caption to the picture. Yes, it's true. Oh, are we gonna get a Jamie?
No, I'm disabling the camera and it's not doing nothing.
He's just teasing the tip right now.
It's doing something. It's
something with this new laptop, and I've not had to do a Zoom meeting or anything with this thing yet. And unfortunately, I figured out that it needs to go back to work and they have to fuck with it or something.
Well, I'm glad that
we can
help
tape
you
over
out.
The camera.
No, I wish. I mean, the light is on and everything. I don't get it. Who the fuck knows?
The fuck just
happened? I think it's the Russians. They're watching us through your camera, Jamie.
Yes, that's
probably.
It's just weird that my desktop computer wasn't working right. That was just weird.
It's weird that you feel like you're in a tunnel right now.
Yeah, it's weird that my penis doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, it is weird.
No, that's pretty par for the course.
That's just called being in your 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't want par, Mike. I want a hole in one, and I just can't.
Two.
I'm just kidding. So,
I don't know if I could pick a...
We really should do a Jamie review.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Get his ass back.
We should have a new review of that movie and episode. That'd be good.
Oh my god! You know what that tells me? Pete doesn't have a meme to talk about.
Oh no! As the
that's true too.
As the person that makes all of the memes for the F That Noise page, I don't know if I could pick one favorite one, but the one that like
I was gonna say, you are fucking, you see memes when you sleep probably.
Well, I got an app. It's a meme generator. Fucking great. Which reminds me,
see
like,
tits.
The same people that made that app also made another app called the Meme Soundboard. And I'm going to show you guys this fucking thing because, and the favorites, I found this one.
I got a feeling this is very keyed out.
I've never heard it before.
Yeah, neither have I yet.
What the fuck are you doing with your hands there?
Because I had the volume all the way down. Hold on. Did you hear that?
No, what did it say?
Hold on. Let me try this again.
Was that the bite of 87?
Was that the bite of 87? I have no idea what it's in reference to. But it's just so damn perfect.
It's a good sound bite.
I love personally the Leo DiCaprio meme from Django that he's holding the cup like this, and it's like the one meme that I saw the other day that said teachers when I was in high school, you won't have a calculator in your pocket every day for the rest of your life. And then there's a picture of DiCaprio from Django holding an iPhone. I'm like, oh, look at me now.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie's tapping out. He's giving up on technology for the night.
Jamie's giving up.
Oh man.
Poor James.
Bollocks.
Well, here's the
thing. Tell him to call in.
We all need to. Get... Okay, you know what? That's what I'm going to do.
Seriously. I'll do it.
I got it.
Jamie, call in.
Call.
Says Jamie, call Lynn. You know, the thing about memes is that like I always find them funny and then I forget about them like 2 seconds later. They don't stay in my memory. I don't know. There's no context or I'm just old as fuck. Both.
Yes, all of that.
Yeah.
You are old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have kind of a similar dilemma with that stuff too. I can see like 100 of them in a night and yeah.
The only ones I ever seem to remember are the like work related ones, like ones that related to the restaurant industry. And
yeah,
I guess after 30 years, I just find those funny and I retain that shit.
Between the memes and the GIF files, I mean, you could have a whole conversation with just images, like fuck emojis.
It's true,
like it's so much better than that shit. That's the old man in me, the grumpy old man. That's anti emoji, but pro GIF and meme. File.
And putting your face on fucking things.
Yes, the Reface app. I'm fucking addicted to that shit.
Oh my god.
Only when it works though. You know what I found out is that I can't put my face on Leo DiCaprio because we have two different shaped faces. Like his is very squatty and round and mine's more oval and tall. So when you put my face.
Oh Jesus, stop. Turn that volume down.
Too.
Or you can see
no, the problem I have with every one of those that you put up, Keith, is you look just like Sammy Hagar in every goddamn one.
What?
For some reason, when your face gets put on things, you look like young Sammy Hagar.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely does.
Hey, do you have to use the same image all the time?
No, I just don't want to take another picture. Why the fuck would I do that?
Because I'm just saying, like, that might freak me out less. It's just like if you use different pictures.
I tried, so you guys sent me selfies of yourself for that game show a while, and I tried to make one, there was like an Avengers one where it tried to use all of our faces, and it just didn't work. You couldn't tell who was who. But freaking, that would have been fantastic. I wouldn't have put it up without your permission, of course. But,
Jamie would love that.
Yeah.
Especially if he was Black Widow.
Yeah. But remember that? Remember
even though that, he would have no idea who the fuck that is.
Remember that picture Jamie's dad used to have of his face on that girl with her tits out? And he used to say, hey, you want to see Jamie's sister?
Yeah. Yeah.
He used to trick you.
I just remembered the baby picture he would show with the big dick on the baby.
I saw the one he was like, hey, Keith, you ever see Jamie's sister? And he shows me the picture. And just like, oh, Christ, Mr. Klein.
Is that the one I made?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. It was while it was when we were still in high school, college.
Oh, that's those days. It's not that.
But
it's not, Mike. It's not.
Absolutely not.
No.
So, besides the many saints of Newark, Steve, did you see the new James Bond?
I have not yet. I haven't had I don't have a chance to go to theater, so I'm just waiting to see everything that comes out on streaming. So like the new Halloween movie comes out this Friday. I'm dying to see that. Dune comes out on HBO Max soon, which I'm looking forward to seeing that. But like going to a theater, it's just, not only do I not want to spend that money.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen movies, like my TV is fucking big enough. I put the headphones on and stream the audio through my Xbox. Or if I want to see it on the big screen, I have one of those digital projectors now where I can actually set a screen up in my living room and project, like, we'll have movie night with the kids. So it's like, I don't even fucking want to go blow 40, 50 bucks to go see a fucking movie in the theater anymore.
Well, don't.
Which I never thought I'd ever get to that point.
You shouldn't be blowing anybody just to watch a movie. I mean,
listen, well, it depends on the movie. To see Ghostbusters Afterlife right now, I would.
Oh.
Hi, Steve.
I was going to call bullshit, actually.
Yeah, I was.
I think it's yours too.
I think that was God's way of telling Steve he was full of crap.
Yeah.
You just got. You could just feel a lie was coming. I guess I could just tell.
Yeah.
I was all birded out today.
Yeah,
I was all burnt.
You're hairy.
I watched a movie about Meyer Lansky today.
Oh, I want to see that so bad.
The new one with Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, Keitel. Was it good?
It was pretty good. It was. It had its moments. There were some things like it, even like there's some poor, even if I'm catching poorly edited sequences, then it was like it was almost like a jump cut. But it wasn't a perfect movie, but it told a story. It was fine.
I was actually going to go try to check that out at the theater at some point. And, it was only playing at one theater like a half hour away. I wasn't going to go out there.
It was on Amazon Prime Video. But, so because I'm a Prime member, I didn't have to pay anything. So I was like, dang.
No, I just saw they just put it up. I'm going to see it at some point. So, you know what I checked out was actually, and granted, I'm way behind the times, but I checked out King of Staten Island movie.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yes. Pete Davidson and Bill Burr.
I got to tell you, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought that was a really good movie.
Really? I haven't seen it.
I really was surprised. Obviously, it's got a, like Pete Davidson's dad died in 9/11.
Right.
He was a fireman who died in 9/11. And so the character that he plays is basically that character.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not like it's a huge acting challenge, but still he did a real good job with it. And Bill Burr was good, yeah.
And that's the thing with Bill Burr. Like, not only is he, in my opinion, the best comedian out there right now, but he's actually a really good actor too. His acting is solid.
He's in Breaking Bad, he was in a bunch of stuff. I mean, he's he was in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that scene in Mandalorian where he's listening to the officer just ramble on, and you could just see in his face, like that acting was in. Like, I absolutely love that scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's good. Marissa Tomei is in it, and she gives another performance out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's really good. So it was really good. I watched it last night. I wasn't expecting much, but.
Did you guys see that review that I shared in the group chat that was not complimentary to Ghostbusters Afterlife?
I did.
And
fuck that. That movie's going to be gold.
I was waiting.
I don't know. I mean, the kids could sink it, right? I mean,
yeah.
Really, I don't think so, because I have faith in Jason Reitman. You know what I mean? Because even Ivan is the executive producer.
What do you?
I have faith that they're not going to fuck it up.
What do you? I agree with you, Steve. I just feel like they're trying to pull influence from things like Cloverfields and, or what is it, that Super 8 movie or whatever, where the kids are like a modern.
Well, I love that movie, so I'm all right with that.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, I just don't think it works in a Ghostbusters franchise necessarily.
What are you basing your faith in Jason Reitman on?
His dad.
Because I don't, no, seriously, I don't think he would do something. Because this is, you know, of all the great things Ivan Reitman has done, this is the, you know, the top of his legacy as Ghostbusters.
You think so?
And I don't think his son would fucking Ghostbusters 1? That's, yeah, you know, arguably the greatest, one of the greatest comedies of all time, easily. And it's, I don't see him doing anything to fuck that up, like doing what the 2016 female Ghostbusters did. I just don't see that happening.
So he was,
you know, it sucks that Egon's not there anymore, but.
Well, that's the thing. If they do that, they can do that justice by holding him in some sort of reverence in that movie, not making it serious, but just like making it noticeable versus the remake with the women that did it. One of the big turnoffs was how they presented him. It just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. That whole fucking movie, the 2016 Ghostbusters, like I went into it truly wanting to like it just because I love Ghostbusters in every form. And I just saw Spy with Melissa McCarthy, which I absolutely loved. And I know it was the same director. So I was like, all right, so I'm going to give this a solid shot. And I'll be honest, the first half, I didn't hate. But then the second half, not only was the villain awful, but then it seemed like they looked at their budget and realized they still had $100 million they could spend on special effects, and they threw it all into the last half of the movie. Mm-hmm. And it was fucking horrible. It was awful.
The end was definitely the worst part of that movie. But the first scene where they're in that house and all the shit goes, I was like, I was actually hopeful. But no, it didn't go well.
And then somebody made a good point, too. If you look at the original
goodbye.
God damn it, Steve. Steve's connection sucks.
This is like Burdick episode one.
Steve's connection sucks.
What?
You just froze up.
Oh, you froze
my
again.
My connection's fine.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me, though?
Now we can.
Well, who gives a fuck what I look like? I don't give a shit.
No, you couldn't.
We couldn't hear you before either.
Everything looked up before. So I just looked at Ivan Reitman's filmography as a director, and I will now agree with you that Ghostbusters was the height of that.
Yeah, I mean, he's made some great movies, but Ghostbusters is by far the top. Well, you know, you would say maybe Twins is in the top five. Obviously,
I think I would say that.
See, that's the thing here is like, I'm not of this extreme opinion in terms of like prequels or whatever. I kind of like the idea of a backstory, but there's simple things that you just got to realize, and you just got to realize that certain things that happened in the 80s are never going to happen again.
Oh yeah.
You look at a movie like Ghostbusters now, I watched it with my kids, and you know, you're seeing people smoking and swearing in a PG movie, and it just was a different time with different values, and no one, you know, you're never going to see that again.
You gotta
so even if he makes a good, I hope it's a good movie. I really do.
You have a ghost. But, you have a ghost.
You know, I'm not, it's what's that, Keith?
You have a ghost blowjob in that movie. I mean, you'll never see that again.
Yeah, well, that was in the that wasn't a deleted scene. That was in the actual, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
Mm-hmm. But like Ivan Reitman,
and it had one of the greatest lines in any dubbed movie for the when they played it on TV. When Peter Venkman says, "You go get your court order, and I'll sue your funny face for wrongful prosecution," I'll never forget that.
No.
And that's when they used to record the dubbed line, so it was actually him saying it, and it wasn't edited.
Oh God!
But I'll never forget when I saw that, and he said, "I'll sue your funny face" instead of ass.
That's so awful.
That was one of the best.
That's a good topic. Can you think of other times that that's happened that they did good dubs or really nuts dubs or? I the one that sticks with me is that Heartbreak Ridge. Is Maggot Farmer. when they said maggot farmer like 400 times in Harper Ridge on ABC.
Oh, God.
Instead of what, motherfucker?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, Jamie's now saying that he fixed it.
There were so many like hard R rated. Yeah, but he says 5 minutes. I'm fucking going to be falling asleep in 5 minutes. Oh, there were a lot of hard R rated movies that they dubbed to put on fucking main TV. Oh, Jesus.
Hi.
Oh,
Christ.
Jamie's back.
Hi, man.
So I figured it out. So on this Dell computer, this new laptop, there's a slider that is over the camera, and you have to move this piece over.
Didn't I say that?
That's what Keith told you.
I said it.
Keith was saying, do you have a thing over your camera?
I was doing like this. Literally, I was taking my finger and going over the camera like this. I'm like, but there's a
plastic. I don't want to hear about your sex tapes anymore.
It's a plastic piece. Like, watch this. Gone. On. Gone.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. All right, so let's just start from the beginning.
Okay, sounds good.
Can you play the closing credits right now?
Jamie, we were just...
Okay, wait a second. Wait a second. Did you figure it out, or did Michelle figure it out? Because I saw her just walk by the camera.
No. I did. I actually did. I actually did.
Okay. Yeah,
no, I don't believe you, Jamie.
So,
Michelle!
I figured it out. She was just a moral support. I was ready to fucking flip this thing.
I can only imagine.
Yell her name again, please. Just yell her name again.
I was ready to fucking chuck this motherfucker.
I'll find the answer to your problem.
Then I grabbed my regular laptop, my old one. I'm like, oh, wait, I didn't even think I had this. The fucking the Riverside only does Google Chrome.
Yeah,
so I'm like, oh, I got to download Google Chrome. I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Jamie, yell Michelle's name again, please.
What's that?
Yell Michelle's name again, please.
No. Oh, but yell it like you're Chino.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, she has a phone call.
Yeah. Did you hear me call?
Didn't you hear me call?
Jamie, we were talking about that review that I shared that was not complimentary to Ghostbusters Afterlife, and Steve says he has complete faith in Jason Reitman that he won't do anything to sully his father's legacy. How do you feel about that?
So the trailer I thought looked pretty good the first time I saw it, and I was like, oh, I like Paul Rudd, and Jason Reitman seems okay. Like Up in the Air was fine, I guess, and Thank You for Not Smoking was fine, I guess. I mean, they weren't great, but they were okay.
I thought Thank You for Smoking is great.
No, we're not talking about you. This is my time now for a show.
He disappears for 20 minutes, and now it's his time. I see how shit goes.
But I'll tell you, after seeing, witnessing politically correct James Bond, there's nothing going to be good. Anything new that comes out is going to fucking be terrible. There's absolutely no faith in films anymore.
Why, Jamie? Were you stunned. Disappointed in the James Bond movie?
It's gone. It's all gone. There's nothing you can do about it.
It's fucking gone.
It's gone. It's
gone. So I was.
Does that include porn, Jamie?
Yeah. It's no fucking pubes. It's gone.
I was looking at.
No, anything new sucks, guys. It's fucking terrible.
So
millennials ruined everything.
So you have no expectations.
Millennials made this fucking laptop with a stupid slider.
So that wasn't millennials. That was some 5-year-old Asian kid getting paid 5 cents an hour. So
that's a topic for next week's show. What was it? What was the time where you were totally owned by technology?
What, Keith?
Never mind. So, but I was looking at Ivan Reitman's
literally every day
filmography here, yeah. And like, holy fuck, did he fall off at the end? Holy fuck! Are you guys not hearing me?
Yeah, I got old. Oh, I hear you.
Oh, Dave.
It was all downhill. He did Junior, didn't he?
He did. Well, after he did Dave in 1990. Yeah. And then after that, you did Junior, Father's Day with Billy Crystal and Robin Williams. 6 days, seven.
Oh, that was
nights.
Awful.
Evolution, My Super Ex-Girlfriend, No Strings Attached, and then Kevin Costner in Draft Day. I didn't realize that was an Ivan Reitman film.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about garbage.
Yeah.
Dude, I was just trying to search up Halloween with Martin Sheen. I can't find it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, really?
Did you take it down?
No. It's on YouTube.
I'm looking.
You know what, Jamie? The Tuesday before Halloween, we should play that. We should watch that.
I'd be up for that.
I don't know if we should.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I do watch that every year. No, it doesn't have anything.
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay, maybe Mike's accent in it is pretty bad, but other than that.
It goes past that.
Is it
Well, yes.
Is it his silver bell?
You say a word or two. No.
It's not his silver bells accent.
I believe Mike drops a couple words that probably wouldn't fly today.
I was in character. I don't care.
I bet you were. Because I do remember the creature in the Black Lagoon actually saying that in the original movie.
That's right. He did. You missed that? Yeah. Deleted scene.
He was talking to a key grip and he just let it slip.
All
right. I still love that. I watch that at least once a year. Absolutely love that to this day. Oh, I love it.
Really? You can't find it?
I don't know why.
What's it on?
Oh, my boobies!
Is it on YouTube? So for those of you, Jamie made up...
What's funny is when I think of the real actress.
Jamie,
I remember when I'm looking, I'm like, did Jamie write this? And then that one character says, oh, show me that fat pig of yours. I was like, oh, okay.
No, you're,
that's Jamie. That
pig, you're a deformed pig. Disgusting deformed pig or something.
Yeah.
You got it?
Checked
out. Yeah.
Play it.
Ma'am.
Punch is ready. If we could give a round of applause to Mommy for the decorations, I'm sure he
would. That's loud.
My dear, no one is coming.
Are you sure?
Very. I checked for miles, and not one little boy or girl is near the graveyard.
You want me to play this whole thing?
Teenagers looking to
no.
Yeah. Halloween. Play it.
I agree with Mike. There's a couple things that I don't know.
But it is on YouTube. You can just Halloween Martin Sheen. It was right there.
Oh, it's fucking
brilliant. I don't know why it's not coming up for me.
How long ago was that?
Oh my God! I think it was 2001 or 2002.
It would have been 2000.
Oh wow!
Yeah, 2002.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been that fucking long.
It's old as sin.
It's fucking hysterical. Like to this day, it's fucking absolutely hysterical.
That was fun making it. It's kind of cool making those like little like animation shorts. It's just getting people in a studio and coming up with characters and just reciting lines. It's actually pretty fun.
Well, the best part was like I had never done that at that point before, and basically it's just like you do the part and then like the director and Jamie and everybody were basically just like, now say it this way, try it this way. And it was just really funny and just like, you know, good
just
time.
Morning, because you'd threw in some ad libs that were just killing me. I think we had a good point. The Invisible Man comes on and he goes, he's in the video. He goes, oh, I'm right here. And like, that's the joke. But we had him ad lib, goes, I'm right here. Everyone thinks I'm John Ritter.
Oh, God damn it.
But I was laughing my ass off at that. I thought that was the funniest thing. And then they're like, hey, where's Halloween West Wing Sheen? And we're just like roaring with laughter over the stupidest shit. It was great.
I still love that your voice, Jamie, when you do you're the Phantom, right?
Yeah, I just did my own voice.
But no, but you have like this really monotone voice until a certain part when you get mad and you can tell it goes up an octave and it was on. Yeah. Like, it kills me every time.
God almighty, they are free at last.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Where are you going? You didn't even finish yet.
Quiet.
Wait, now watch this part right here. Fucking. Mike got censored.
Oh, Mike, it turned off. Way to go, Mike.
I got censored.
What I wanted the animator to do, I thought would be hilarious.
My boobies are showing!
But what I wanted to do was
listen. Shit. No one even knows who I am anymore. And I was in 3D, damn it. All right, let me ask you this, my green friend. When did things stop being scary? When did people stop being frightened? Hey, we had 20 or so trick-or-treaters come here every fucking year. They did until George Hamilton made Dracula look like a big jackass. Lucy, listen to me. I just want... take it easy, love. It's time for a fang bang. Believe me, I want to get jiggy with your jugular. And how about that Leslie Nielsen? Okay, enough. Also, Dracula's looked like a complete dickhead lately, all right? Man, it's been years since Halloween meant any damn thing. Yeah, well, it's all about vandalism, getting fucked, and silly haunted hayrides. What's so scary about a little red-headed boy named Chucky? I mean, the boy ain't no leprechaun. Dr. Jekyll doesn't even come to work.
That is awful.
Neither does the invisible man. Man, you don't see that boy around nohow. Right here. Brendan Fraser doesn't get to kick our asses.
But these jokes are so old.
People think the mummy is some bald-headed doofus who stars in fucking action films.
Will you call me?
Wait.
Oh, here it comes, Mike.
Happy Halloween, everyone!
I'll cut that.
Good thing they didn't hear the warning. Otherwise, they would have really been scared.
Man, I'm so wasted!
Yeah, Mike, I'll cut it crystal clear.
Mike, that video alone is your Me Too movement. If ever you become famous, you gotta make sure that gets off of YouTube.
Sadly, that's not even the iceberg. That's not the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, I fucking love that. That is so goddamn funny.
So what I wanted to do with the animator when we were doing it.
You know that he's playing the song.
I was because what is? Like, I was, but as a joke. It's like, okay, yes, we're going to end on that. But, go ahead, Jamie. We're still go ahead, Jamie.
We wanted to get the woman's pubes to look like Bride of Frankenstein's hair.
Oh, like going Jesus. Right
to the pubes. I wanted, and he's like, I'm not drawing that. I was like, come on. You know how fucking funny that would have been? Her big fucking mump looks like the Bride of Frankenstein's hair. It'd be hilarious. It's like, how did you not find that funny?
Dude, that was jacked up. I fucking love that video.
That was fun. It was a good time. Man. The best of times.
All right. I don't like this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I fucked up this show, guys.
No, it's all right.
That's all right. You turned out you were here for the second half hour.
But now we know. Yeah. But now we know what's going on with your laptop, so you're all good for next week.
Yeah, until I punch this thing.
Yeah, don't punch it. We're gonna get. It's time to go. Let's go. It's been an hour. We've been on here
punch
for an hour. This has been episode 74 of F That Noise for Steve Taylor, Pete Mealy, I'm Mike Bertigan, In and Out, Jamie Klein. I'm Keith Greve. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned to our Facebook page for all the latest announcements of when we're recording live. FNNoisePod.com, FNNoisePod.com, FNNoisePod.com.
That's pretty much it.
China.
I am Godzilla! You are Japan!